Welcome back to the home of explanations. You've got more than money. You've got Gene Dickinson, your host, your personal financial advisor, live this Saturday morning. First show of 2018. If I remember correctly, April will be 17 years on WAEB, our flagship station, as they say. And through the miracles of modern technology and iHeartMedia, we are heard coast to coast. When we first came on, we would say exactly that, heard coast to coast, which meant the Delaware River to the Susquehanna. And now we are heard from the Atlantic to the Pacific, north and south from, you think it's cold here, how about Minnesota?
Florida.
And how about Florida? Yeah, so cold north and south. And happy to be with you this morning. If you have a question for us, 610-720-7900. An email, gene@askmtm.com, morethanmoneyonline.com. You want to do a name that too?
Sure.
John says sure. John was ready. He was born ready. That's, I mean, he says that a lot. I'm not really sure what all that means. It's gonna be a short intro. Now let me give you the phone number first. 610-720-7900. 610-720-7900. I'm gonna play a few seconds. We need the title of the track and the artist, sir. Even I knew the name of that song. John helped me a little bit with the artist. I would guess 80s. 80s, late 70s, early 80s. Very popular back then. And then the lead singer went on to have a solo career. Did very, very well. 610-720-7900. Should we do it one more time? Just for fun. That should be plenty. Let's go to the phones and see if somebody's got that. Good morning. You're on More Than Money.
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Cold as Ice by Foreigner.
That is exactly right. And what more appropriate song could we have on this Saturday morning than Cold as Ice?
None that I can think of.
Exactly right. If you'll hang on one second, John's going to get your information. We'll send you a very nice gift. And thanks for listening this morning.
Okay, thanks.
God bless.
Yep,
610-720-7900. If you have a question for us, we'd be happy to answer that for you. Fantastic. Cold as ice. I was trying to think of something on the way in about, you know, the new year, something new. I didn't come up with anything reasonable. John had cold as ice already. It's perfect. Young lady writes, my husband and I both have IRAs. Each year we take out the minimum, so they're growing very, very nicely. If my husband dies, I know that I get his IRA and vice versa. What happens if we both die together? Well, you know what? This is a very reasonable question to ask.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
The news never stops.
There we go. Minor glitch. Cold as ice. Ice on the Lions. That happens if you have ice on the Lions. So, very simple scenario. Very common scenario. Husband and wife both have IRAs. They have named each other as beneficiaries, as they should. And as a result, God forbid, something happens to one, the surviving spouse retains the both IRAs and vice versa. If this is done correctly, each IRA should also have a contingent beneficiary named. Now, this email does not tell me about children. So let's make a couple assumptions. Let's assume that there are children. And just for ease of discussion, there are two. And the intention of both husband and wife is that the children share in their estates equally. Well, if husband passes away, of course, nothing should go outside of the family unit. The wife should retain the IRA, of course. That's there for her future financial security. But when they are both deceased, whether it's soon, hopefully not, or much, much later. Whatever is in the IRAs goes to the contingent beneficiaries, and it can be a single person. It can be both the children, 50-50. And if this is done properly, upon the passing of the second spouse, the children will be able to claim their shares of the IRAs. A little bit of paperwork, and just a few days, perhaps a week or so, those monies can be under their control. The money will not go through probate. It will not have to be delayed. It won't be subject to attorney's fees and accounting fees and all that other kind of nastiness. So done properly, that's a fairly easy thing to do. If for some reason, again, we're assuming children, two children, if for some reason there were no contingent beneficiaries named, then it would be governed by the will. And it would be the will of the surviving spouse. Most folks say, hey, my will, my husband's will, they look identical. That's very common. Probably 80, 90% of the spousal wills that we've seen, they have what are referred to as mirror provisions. They look very much identical. Not always. So if, for example, your husband's contingent beneficiary is your son and yours is your daughter, whoever dies last wins. So naming beneficiaries and contingent beneficiaries is a very wise, efficient, it likely costs you nothing to do, respectful of time and effort and money because it doesn't go through probate. This piece of your estate would be settled quite quickly and quite easily. It's a very wise thing to do. As a corollary. No, not coronary. Gosh, once again, my wife gets her hopes up. Plan double T. If he has a coronary on air, and I'm 40 miles away, can I be connected to that? The answer is, yeah. Why did she give me that thermos this morning filled with coffee? Was a little bitter. Huh? Nah, kidding. As a corollary, if you are following the logic of naming beneficiaries and contingent beneficiaries for your IRAs, the same logic applies to your Roth IRAs and your 401ks and your annuities and your life insurance contracts. There are tremendous number of dollars that comprise your financial life that you can control their disposition at your passing without a will. Not only can you do it without a will, you should do it without a will in many, many, many cases. Not every single one. There are exceptions, of course. If there needs to be a trust established, perhaps there's a child with special needs. Perhaps there's a child that doesn't have special needs, just has special challenges, or has been a special challenge and continues to be. You know, I think when he matures, he's only 49. I think he'll get back. Yeah, I'm thinking you're very optimistic. In the absence of those kind of issues, many, many of you would be very well served to look very carefully, put a little bit of time. If you're working with a financial advisor, your financial advisor will likely do most of the work, actually. Most of the paperwork, do the preparation on the IRAs and the annuities and et cetera, so that your these significant assets can be passed outside of the probate process and go directly to the people that you choose, the people you love and wish to benefit. No fuss, no muss. Pretty cool stuff. One other corollary. corollary. I know. It's just, I feel like Crayola. I got all my, these corollaries in my box and I got to use them. One other corollary. Some of you have financial goals, financial objectives, financial intentions that center on nonprofits. Perhaps it's your church. Perhaps your church has meant a great deal to you and you want to make sure that they are remembered in your estate. Perhaps it's the American Cancer Society because you've had folks who have been supportive. Perhaps it's the Ronald McDonald House for the same kind of reason, or Habitat for Humanity. The list goes on and on. There are so many wonderful organizations that you may choose to support. Don't forget about them in your estate planning. And they could be named as a contingent beneficiary on an IRA, Roth IRA, 401k, life insurance contract, or an annuity, just as well as a single person. So keep that in mind as well. 610-720-7900. Seems to me that before the break, we were talking about a topic that I wanted to get back to. And of course, now it's gone. Darn. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. morethanmoneyonline.com. Happy to answer your questions this morning. Very good. Sue writes that her husband is retiring shortly. Congratulations. They recently attended a free dinner workshop. she reports that the food was excellent. Good. Excellent. They were there specifically to talk about what they will do with their 401k, his 401k when he retires. It's got about $100,000 in it. And goes on to explain that they have always invested very conservatively, and they have well over $1 million in CDs. Bank CDs, credit union CDs, IRA CDs. CDs. they're into CDs. The free dinner was about a fixed indexed annuity platform. No surprise there. The folks conducting the free dinner, of course, followed up with them and presented them with a fixed indexed annuity that has a 30-year life. Now that's I'm going to circle back to that because that's a very important point that you and I are going to want to talk about. And they also recommended that since he's going to be retiring shortly, within 6 months, that they do this investment immediately. Take the money from the 401k immediately, and they explained that that's a very simple thing to do. In service rollover, not a problem whatsoever. And of course, her question is, are they doing the right thing? Are they doing the right thing? Well, these folks are very, very conservative, obviously. Their gap in their retirement funding between what they expect they will need to spend and what they have coming through the door is $600 a month. That's their gap. That's what they need to provide from their investments. To meet their needs, $7,200 a year off of something just over $1 million. Roughly 0.7%. I think I'm doing that math correctly. Sounds correct. I'm sure somebody out there will correct me if I've messed this up. Yeah. 72 carry the aught. Indeed. I think they're fine. I don't think they were worried about being fine. I think they're absolutely fine. I think the question now becomes, is this guaranteed fixed indexed annuity the proper move for them? And to be fair, I'm not sure. I don't see it. I'm not I mean, I get it from the standpoint of the folks who had the free dinner, because goodness knows they spent $4,000 or $5,000 feeding a bunch of folks, and they got to pay for that somehow. Commissions on a product like this could be 5 or 6%, could be 8 or 10. I don't know, but let's just use 6 as just an example. That means they're going to make $6,000 on this gentleman's $100,000 investment. And apparently they're quite anxious because they're not willing to wait 3 or 4 months, 5 months until he retires. They want him to hurry up and get that money out now. Urgency. I get their urgency. I absolutely get it. They spent $5,000 on dinner, and they have the opportunity to make $6,000 kind of immediately, pay for their dinner and put $1,000 in their pocket. Sounds like a winning business model to me. I'm not clear where it helps the client. Not clear about that at all. Now, is it possible that they're looking at this and it ends up being about, 10% of their overall investments? So a relatively smaller piece. $100,000 is $100,000. It's a ton of money. But it's a relatively smaller piece of their overall picture. Is it possible that they're looking at this as, I want to make a little better rate of return than my CDs, or at least I want to have a chance to do that. And yet, I don't want to risk money. Clearly, they don't want to risk money. So does a fixed indexed annuity do that? In many cases, it does. A 30-year commitment, my head spins right off my shoulders. I go, of course, I have trouble to, next Tuesday seems like a long-term commitment to me. I don't buy green bananas. It's too deep a commitment. 30 years is crazy, in my opinion. If they are committed to this idea of having the opportunity, a fixed index annuity in its essence, in its fundamentals, the claim to fame is, your principal is protected. You're not going to lose money. Many of the fixed index annuities give minimal guarantees. Many of them give, say, 1% guarantee. So if the market does nothing or goes negative, you make plus one. If the market goes up wonderfully, you might make 3, 4, 5. You might even make 6. Some of the claims that you're going to make far more than that are misleading, in my opinion. Many of them, and I've heard them, sadly, on many radio stations, many radio shows. Hey, 10% annualized return. It's a 3% guarantee, and they get a 7% bonus, and you're locked up for 15 or 20 years. So, yeah, you made 10% in the first year, and it drops to 3% thereafter. Just tell the truth and let people pick it because it's a good idea for them. So in this particular case, if this young lady and her husband really like this idea, I would do it slightly differently. I would take the $100,000, break it into 3 or 4 pieces because there are wonderful, reliable, respectable fixed indexed annuities where instead of a 30-year commitment, you make a 5-year commitment, or a 6-year commitment, or a 7-year commitment. I don't believe we have ever recommended or participated with a client in securing a fixed indexed annuity that had longer than a 10-year maturity. Matter of fact, I don't remember the last time we did a 9-year. We have often, by my recollection, we have consistently stayed 7 years or shorter. So might I take this $100,000 and split it into some pieces and do a piece at 5 years, a piece at 6, a piece at 7, perhaps a piece at 8? Sure. $25,000 coming due in 5, 6, 7, and 8 years. And then if I don't need the money at that point, roll it over for another period, roll it over for another period. And all of a sudden, I've got this nice ladder that I can walk my way up. I have easy access. I still have wonderful guarantees. Good opportunities for returns. I might consider doing that. 610-720-7900. Dan or Don? Dan, you're on More Than Money.
Hi, Gene. It's Dan.
Yeah.
Question. I hear things trickling around about Bitcoin investing. I have no idea really what it's about. I just have a feeling it's some sort of a fake money system. What do you know?
Fake money system is an interesting way of phrasing that. A lot of people would agree with you, Dan. Bitcoin is one form of what's called cryptocurrency. It is money that's being held on the internet. It's electrons only. It doesn't exist in real life, so to speak. There are a number of different kinds of cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin is the one that's getting the most publicity. It started last year at a fairly low number and at one point reached $20,000 per coin. The volatility has been off the chart. There's no financial backing. There's no country standing behind it. There's no individual standing behind it. It is done through a system called a blockchain, which is simply kind of a permanent. Sounds like an oxymoron, a permanent record in the cloud of a transaction. So if you and I agreed I was going to sell you something, you were going to pay me in Bitcoin, my Bitcoin wallet on my internet connection would show that I have been paid by you. And then if somebody else had something I wanted, if they would accept Bitcoins, I could pay for them as well. Lots of folks are excited about the fact that at one point $1,000 became $20,000. In the course of a short period of time. They tend to forget that 20,000 became 12,000 in the course of just a couple days. So it's been a rather wild ride. It is something that the average listener to More Than Money should absolutely walk away from. It's not investing, it's speculation. And now there is some additional speculation that there are other cryptocurrencies, other competitors for Bitcoins that may actually this year surpass Bitcoins and have them fall away. So for the average person, not a good deal.
Would you consider that a crapshoot investment?
I would consider it on the same basis as I would going to the Sands and enjoying an evening with a few $100.
Gotcha. Okay. That sounds like it's not for me.
I appreciate the call, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Happy New Year. Indeed. Cryptocurrency. I mean, it even sounds spooky. It's a cryptocurrency. Doesn't it sound weird? Some folks have claimed to make millions. Some have claimed to make hundreds of millions. Somebody in Florida is going to claim a $450 million Mega Millions from last night. And then I guess Powerball tonight's over $500 million. So there's lots of claims. It simply isn't, there simply isn't enough credibility to it. Credibility to it. There simply isn't enough to make it even on the beginning part of a, what you and I would call a legitimate investment. Is it possible to make money? Sure. Is it possible to lose everything you've got? Sure. Sounds like the casino to me. Cold as ice as... Absolutely. It's come way up, though. It was -2, -3 at our house this morning.
It's 11 degrees.
So 8 degrees. Stay right where you are. We got to take the last break of our show. Farner's going to sing you out. We're going to bring you back in and answer your questions after this on More Than Money. At the moment, I can't offer explanations. We were trying so hard to get a special piece of music up. That didn't actually work. Oh, and then my headsets. Oh, yeah, I can't explain it. Actually, I can. There's 19 and a half minutes of real time available to you. That much I can explain. So please don't sit on your hands, as we say, because it's hard to dial like that. hey, I guess people can butt dial these days. Just put us in as your number one contact and sit on your phone. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. We got a couple notes about iHeartMedia broadcasting commercials. I think we've got that fixed. So if you've been listening on iHeartMedia, please give that a go. And I think you'll find that we're back on track. And if you missed any part of this hour, it'll, of course, be posted on our website Monday. And we'll get that. You'll have that on podcast. By the way, we're going to start in about 2 weeks working on a revamp of our website. We have 5 million hours of radio shows on there. I mean, not really, but like 7 years worth. It's a lot of shows. Lots of good information, but that's I'm not really sure that anybody out there is actually going back and listening to like 2011 as I kicked off the St. Paddy's Day show. I'm not really sure. Most of you have been with us for a period of time. Lots of you for many, many years. If you would do me it's a tremendous favor. It would be a tremendous favor. And check out our website, morethanmoneyonline.com. Morethanmoneyonline.com. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you like. Let me know what you don't like. Let me know which pieces you're going, that's really cool, I like that. Or which pieces you're going, you know, you don't even have this. I would like to see this on the website of my financial advisor. This being whatever you would like to see. To be perfectly blunt, I respect you guys way more than I do computer consultants and that kind of stuff. And your opinions mean the world to me. So if you would do me the tremendous favor, take... I get there's a lot there, so you could take a few minutes. And if that's all you've got, that would be very valuable as well. Just kick on the website, morethanmoneyonline.com. Just tell me what you think of the kind of the overall appearance and the formation and the navigation, that kind of thing. Or if you've got a little extra time and you can go through some of the various pages and notations that we've got there, please let me know. Just send me an email, gene@askmtm.com, G-E-N-E. At askmtm.com. Happy New Year indeed. First show of the new year. January's newsletter will be published next week. That will go by email immediately. It will go by snail mail sometime before it gets very, very hot in August. You will also be getting, if you're a tax client, a tax preparation client of More Than Money, a super important email. It actually says exactly that, super important. Email on important tax information for the upcoming season. We want it to go as smoothly as we possibly can for you so that your tax return goes to the top of the pile, gets done efficiently, pay the lowest taxes legally possible, and we get you in and out efficiently. Lots of good information there. If you are a tax client and we don't yet have your email address, or if you're not yet a tax client but you would like to be, send an email directly to our tax department, taxes, T-A-X-E-S, at askmtm.com. Taxes@askmtm.com. And Joe, if you're listening, and generally she does on Mondays, check out to see if the email address tax, T-A-X, at askmtm.com is available. And if it is, let's begin using that. 610-720-7900, gene@askmtm.com. Peter writes, my wife and I recently went to a free dinner. Following up on our email about the free dinner seminar. On annuities, the company called us. We went in to meet with their salesman. We really didn't like their salesman. Oh, my goodness. You know what? I'll leave some of that out. Goodness. But the idea of investing in the stock market but not losing money was interesting. And on the way home, my wife asked if now this is in quotes. This is so helpful because on occasion, you know, I've been on air a long time. We've answered close to 18,000 questions live on air. People are very complimentary. They're very supportive. We get lots of emails going, you have a great show, you have great service, great person, yada, yada, yada. TV show's been on over 20 years. We get we go out. The girls are always impressed. Somebody will come up, hey, I see you on TV. That's really cool. This guy goes, his wife asks, if that guy you listen to on the radio, yeah, I'm so famous, I'm that guy that her husband listens to on the radio. Asked, does that guy that you listen to on the radio handle these kind of annuities? And I promised her I would ask that guy I listen to on the radio, do you handle these kind of annuities? The simple answer is yes. That's so good. Oh, just about the time I think, hey, I'm something. I am. I'm some guy. What? What?
You're that guy on the radio as opposed to that girl on TV.
I could, well, hey. Well, that was years ago.
Yes, and, I know. You know, bad reference.
It's, gosh, with everything that's coming out now, I shouldn't say that. I mean, even just, I'm kidding. I never wore a dress on air. not on air. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, I had three daughters. When it was what, makeup day or pretend day, princess day. Hey. Tell you what, little eyeshadow, little rouge on my cheek. Yeah, exactly. I got the cheekbones for it. Or at least that's what they were five. What were they going to tell me? The simple answer is yes. Do we approach the fixed indexed annuity product the same way? No. One of the reasons, and I'm not reading between the lines because there's lots of those lines I couldn't read on air about the salesman. The commissions on some products that these salesmen are pushing are so insanely high that their motivations are off the charts to get their hands on your money. So they tend to do the kinds of things and say the kinds of things that make reasonable people uncomfortable. Now, having said that, the big problem is that they start with, I've got something I really want you to have so I can make a lot of money. That's from where I live, that is a horrible place to start. Now, it's often phrased in ways that make you suspect that it's in your best interest. You know, you don't want to lose money, do you? Over the last 2 years, the stock market is up about 20%. And most people forget that 2 years ago this month, starting 2 years ago in January of 16, January and February, the stock market went down 14%. So in 2 years, it's up 20. But in order to be up 20, it had to go up 34. It actually had to go up almost 40 because it had to overcome a drop, a loss, a negative, a bad event, an uncomfortable time. Fill in the blanks, call it anything you want. Do you want to lose money? Well, no, not certainly overall. But is it possible to get 20% returns without ups and downs? No. So if somebody's out there offering you or promising you a 10, 12, 15, 18, 20% return, guaranteed, safe and secure, nothing to worry about, it is a big, steaming pile of hoo-ha. Were you a little worried there for a second? I got to hoo-ha. Hoo-ha's okay. Where we approach fixed indexed annuities, the More Than Money advisors, is a conclusion, a recommendation based on everything that came before in terms of who you are, where you are financially, where you wish to be financially, how you think about your investments, and how the reality of those kind of investments might impact your success or not in reaching your financial goals. For example, If your financial goals require that you average 7% return per year over the next 20 years, the vast majority of fixed indexed annuities simply won't do it. Now, before we get our knickers in a twist about fixed indexed annuities, CDs won't do it. 10-year treasuries won't do it. There's lots of things that won't do it. That doesn't make them bad. It just makes them inappropriate, makes them ineffectual, makes them unworkable. And so if you were on a day far warmer than today, if you were out on your deck and you found that several of the decking boards had come a little loose because those hex screws that screw the boards into the deck joists were a little loose, you could certainly go to your garage and drag out a sledgehammer and start smashing away. You could do that. And it may even appear to work, but it's not appropriate. That doesn't make the sledgehammer a bad tool. It means you've selected the wrong tool. If you have selected the proper tool, it's about a 10-minute job, and it's easy, and your deck looks every bit as good when you're done as it should. As opposed to, hey, watch it over there. There's a little dip. No, you're the little dip. So anything, any situation where you find yourself in front of a salesman where their only true objective, their only true agenda is to make sure whatever they've got ends up in your wallet, or to be fair, they end up in your wallet, not a good idea. Does that guy on the radio handle these kinds of things? We do. We have the advantage of working through a wonderful organization, Ash Brokerage, which is America's largest privately owned insurance and annuity brokerage, fixed annuity brokerage. And they search out dozens and dozens and dozens of companies. They give us very detailed analysis of what those products do and don't do. They give us tremendous guidance on the intelligent application of those products. And we're not, wedded to using the fixed indexed annuity. We're not wedded to using mutual funds. We're not wedded to using stocks. We're not wedded to using CDs. As a matter of fact, just the other day, I met with a fan of our show. He's a great guy, a priest that after spending a little bit of time with him, I really like this guy. I could see that we're about the same age, and he's got great life, great spirit. And he showed me a number of things that one of his parishioners, I believe, financial advisor, assisted him in putting together. And I was so pleased to tell him that things were just as they should be. Because that doesn't happen very often, number one. Probably nine and a half out of 10, we're looking at situations where we're going, that was done improperly. There's a lot of work done to be done to fix it. In this case, it was very nicely done. And the young man that helped him, tip of the hat to him, because he did a nice job. So my recommendation in this particular case, let's carry the seven. Zero. We made nothing. So? Yeah, you know what? That's exactly right. We made a friend. I had a great conversation. I am prayerful that this gentleman and I will have more conversations in the future. I'm always at his service. Great fun. And again, great life. There's people that you meet. Sadly, there's people that you meet and you can feel your life force draining away. You're like, oh, please. And then there are other folks that just being with them, you've got a little more energy, you've got a little more life, you got a little quicker smile, and that's the That was the experience I had this morning. 610-720-7900. Just a few minutes left in this edition of More Than Money. Have the show gone too long? As cold as ice as we leave with cold as ice, is that inappropriate now, or has it warmed way up to 50 or
still at eight?
No, okay, we'll be all right. Young lady writes, my daughter and son-in-law have gotten themselves pretty deeply in debt. Big car loans, credit cards, a real problem. I told them you recommended Dave Ramsey's course, and they went through the program at their church. They are very excited about their opportunity to get out of debt. They have asked me to help them. Not with money. But they have asked if they could meet with me each month to review their progress. They believe that will help them stay on the program. Do you think this is a good idea? No, it's not a good idea. It's a fabulous idea. Your daughter and son-in-law should be absolutely commended. You should be very, very proud that not only have they did they go, yeah, okay, I'll sign up for the course, which is a lot of kids would do that, and then they would go to the first class, skip the second class, show up for the final, and try to take a quiz. No, that's they attended. And they're committed and they're excited. One of the best ways, and of course, John, we'll answer that off air or next time. Or you can answer it, or just tell them that we're just not going to answer it live on there at the moment. One of the best ways to accomplish something that is very challenging, that takes a fair amount of time, a lot of commitment, is to get an accountability partner. There are a lot of different phrases for this role, but an accountability partner works. An accountability partner says, hey, I want to lose weight. I'm going to set a goal. I'm going to share that with my friend John. He and I are going to weigh in once a week. Weight Watchers works that way. For folks, hey, that have struggled with addictions, the meetings work that way. You show up and you make your statement and you make your commitment in front of people that are supporting you. This is a fabulous idea. They have not asked you for money. They have not asked you to bail them out. They have asked you to be, in essence, kind of their monitor. Hey, here's where we were. Here's where we are. Hey, we owed $40,000. Hey, as of right this minute, we owe $39,800. Well, I absolutely get that 200 against 40,000 isn't very much. It's a hell of a great step, because they could absolutely be sitting there saying, we owed 40. Oh, then we ran into some problems and we borrowed some more money and we put some stuff on the credit card. And, you know, Christmas was hard, so now we owe 44. No, if they can make little progress, it's going to snowball. Forgive the phrase, on a really cold day, it's going to snowball, and you can be an extremely important part of that. God bless them. Keep them in your prayers. Meet with them regularly. If they start to get dodgy on you, if, hey, we're having trouble with our schedule, don't let them off the hook. Keep after them. That's going to be a huge advantage to them in reaching their goal. Good for you. God bless. We have a moment, minute and a half or so before we go to end of our show. And you'll enjoy a bit of Foreigner. It might be the only way to enjoy the cold. It might be. If you heard anything this morning that you would like more information about, or you would like a second opinion meeting with one of our More Than Money advisors, all you have to do is ask. They're absolutely free. There's no obligation. There's no pressure. It's an opportunity for reasonable people to sit at a table, explore where you are and where you're going and how best to get you there. To do that, all you have to do is ask. Gene at askmtm.com, G-E-N-E at askmtm.com. Absolutely works. Morethanmoneyonline.com absolutely works. You go online, you check out a lot of stuff and contact us through our website. And you can go old school on us. You can absolutely use a phone. How about crazy talk that is? 610-746-7007. 610-746-7007. Takes you right into the More Than Money World headquarters. where we'll be pleased to welcome you there. If we can serve you, please let us know. Otherwise, we'll see you next time on More Than Money.